Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, we would like to make some remarks on Para 25. Similar to several delegations before us, we would like to express gratitude for the inclusion of a separate paragraph on legal reviews with regard to autonomous weapon systems, as they represent an area of growing convergence as clearly illustrated during the GG deliberations in March. We also consider legal reviews to be of paramount significance for the process of operationalization of the two-tier approach. Mr. Chairman, an all-encompassing evaluation held at a national level determines the legality under IHL of a new weapon, means, or methods of warfare, including autonomous weapon systems. Taking into account the complex nature of the systems under consideration, we recognize the demanding task of conducting legal reviews to assess autonomous weapon systems compliance with international humanitarian law. Such procedure includes examining autonomous weapon systems against any biases and undertaking extensive testing to assure a system acts as intended. Also, among the novel aspects to be considered while reviewing such systems may fall any potential changes related to machine learning or self-learning that could require an additional or new legal review procedure in order to ensure IHL compliance and even the introduction of new testing methods. Mr. Chairman, our delegation, similar to others, finds the parts of the first, some parts of the first sentence to be confusing in Para 25, and even taking the group backwards. And in this regard, the proposed languages by Switzerland, Norway, even the one by the UK delegation just proposed now, can be appropriate way out. We can be flexible on the text. We also appreciate the inclusion of the third sentence, as Bulgaria has always been a strong proponent on sharing best practices. We see merit delegations that have greater experience in conducting such reviews, and those that are in the process of developing procedures for reviewing autonomous systems, to share on a voluntary basis their good practice and lessons learned from National Article 36 procedure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.